You're listening to Morning Edition on WAMU 88.5. I'm Matt McCleskey. Good morning. 85 intersections across the district are about to get safer for pedestrians. At least that's what officials are hoping for with a new tactic. WAMU transportation reporter Jordan Pascal has details.
A driver turning left is one of the most dangerous things for vulnerable pedestrians. Why?
If you're focusing only on the oncoming traffic, then you're not thinking about the crosswalk. And so you get your gap in traffic. All of a sudden, you're faced with people in the crosswalk.
That's George Branion. He heads up pedestrian safety for the District Department of Transportation. Often, pedestrians have the walk signal, but cars still barrel through the crosswalk.
That is the most common crash type in the district, in any big city.
Pedestrians and cyclists don't have the protection that a driver in a 3,000-pound vehicle has. Last year, at least three pedestrians were hit and killed in the crosswalk by drivers turning left. Carol Thomason was hit by someone driving a Chevy pickup on H Street in October. Last month, mother and daughter Monica Carlson and Cora Adams were hit by a tour bus in the crosswalk near the National Archives. These left turns can be deadly because drivers have more time to pick up speed.
This left turn behavior, which is the faster movement through an intersection, that is why it's so troublesome and why it's one that we're continuing to work on.
The district has committed to eradicating traffic deaths by 2024. Since the early 2000s, that statistic has plummeted. D.C. hit an all-time low of 19 deaths in 2012, but it's increased almost every year since. In October, DDOT launched new initiatives that will show up on district streets this year. No right turn on red at 100 intersections and something called hardened left turns, or left turn calming. Which brings us to 23rd and G Street Northwest, near George Washington University in Foggy Bottom. It's a fairly busy intersection. There's pedestrian traffic, but not an overwhelming density at 9:30 in the morning. Workers installed 20 feet of hard plastic curb in the middle of the road and screw in bright yellow pylons. It creates a barrier
so that the car can't begin its left turn until it goes further into the intersection. Force the driver to make a right angle, and any time you force a tighter turn, it slows down the driver.
It limits the area of exposure for pedestrians and helps prevent drivers from lazily and literally cutting corners. DDOT took a page out of New York City's playbook, which started using this infrastructure in 2016. It's relatively cheap and quick to install, about 3 hours of work, and it gets results.
The average left turn speed was reduced by over 20%, and the crossing of the double yellow lines, they were reduced by nearly 80%. These are some significant numbers.
Wasim Raja is with DDOT. He's overseeing the project.
We have identified 85 top locations in the city. Our plan is to implement this in batches by the end of 2020.
The intersections were chosen based on the number of crashes. Soon you'll start seeing these pylons in all 8 wards. As we saw in Foggy Bottom, it slowed down most drivers, but others still sped quickly around the pylons, barely missing pedestrians. City officials say it will take a bit of time and education for drivers to permanently change dangerous behaviors. For WAMU, I'm Jordan Pascal.